From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Huge car bomb exploded on a busy street in the Somalian capital Mogadishu, killing at least 20, destroying several buildings. Reuters' Conway Gittins has our report.
A fiery car bomb rocking the streets of Mogadishu Saturday, killing at least 20. The blast in the Somalian capital occurring on a busy street, home to government offices, hotels, and restaurants. A Reuters eyewitness on the scene says the bomb was powerful enough to set dozens of vehicles on fire and destroy several buildings in the area. Chaos ensuing in the aftermath as soldiers fired indiscriminately and even journalists were attacked, no group claiming immediate responsibility. But attacks like these have been carried out in the past by the Islamist group Al-Shabaab. The Al-Qaeda-linked group is seeking to topple what is seen as a weak government in an effort to put strict Islamic rule in place.
That is Reuters' Conway Gittins reporting. Also in the news, a spokesman for Syrian militia says Islamic State fighters expected to evacuate the city of Raqqa in a withdrawal agreement with U.S.-backed Syrian militias surrounding them. On Friday, scores of civilians fled Raqqa ahead of an anticipated final push into the city by U.S.-backed fighters aiming to retake it from the Islamic State militants. John Kerry, the former U.S. Secretary of State and harsh critic of President Trump's decision not to be recertifying the Iran nuclear deal in compliance with that deal that was signed by six world powers and Iran in 2015. Iran's president said Friday the nuclear deal it signed with six world powers in 2015 could not be revoked. This is VOA News.